Good morning, Freddie.
Hello, fellows. How are we today?
We are good. Yourself?
Very good.
Good to have you on the air. I was off last week, so it's nice to touch base with you again. I had the opportunity, Freddie, to go to Chicago, which I know that you had spoken about on your website as a city that you had never visited, although your daughter and son had the chance to go there. And I can certainly tell you now, after my chance at seeing it, it is an unbelievably beautiful city, Freddie, and one you should check out.
Well, you know, actually I did. In the early 90s, I did one of those baseball trips. It was quickly in and out, though. We flew in on a Friday night and out on a Sunday morning and just went to a couple of Blue Jay games at the new Comiskey Park. I really didn't get the chance to check out the city. But I plan to go back someday because, as you say, it certainly is an example to all large cities in the world, is it not?
Well, yeah, you know, if you compare it to Toronto, certainly they have a nice lakeshore in Chicago that looks similar from at least the road as Toronto's lakeshore, and that's where the comparison ends, because Chicago has done it right. They've taken that whole waterfront and turned it into beautiful beach. There's no condos or big, ugly freeway blocking your view. Yeah. And they got a lakeshore drive and then beach from one end to the other, and it's perfectly set up for tourism and people that live there to enjoy their downtown core.
Now, when you draw comparisons between Toronto and Chicago, the one thing that Chicago has going for it, head and shoulders above anything else, is the fact that they don't have David Miller. So, you know, good on them.
Yeah, they have a mayor that actually knows what he's doing, and a mayor that's in power and seems to be able to make things happen when he wants it to happen. So, on your website, freddiep.ca, I was reading about your thoughts on Sarah Palin, of course, the lady who's running with McCain, and I thought your insight and your thoughts onto her job now with McCain was very interesting. Freddie, what do you think of this lady?
Well, it's funny how the spin doctors over the past couple of days have been presenting this, and of course it's partisan. The Democrats taking shots at her, the Republicans supporting her. I don't really think it goes that deep because, as I said on my website, most people, and this applies to people in Canada as well, when they go to vote, on the night they go to vote, it's usually very superficial. It's the last story they heard. It's the last picture they saw. It's the last piece of advice somebody gave them. You know, we all have busy lives, and we don't have time to get into a lot of the issues. And really, that's the way it is. And I think what McCain did was brilliant to offset the, you know, potential of a first, a black president. He can offer a female as the vice president. And I think what it does now, a lot of Democrats, and really, I'm going to say this, I think a lot of Democrats in the privacy of the voting booth will not vote for a black guy. Now, that's just my opinion, but I feel that's the way it may be. And I think Sarah Palin, a female, gives people the opportunity to still look like they're progressive without having to vote for the first black president. And again, in Canada, that's a little hard to get your head around, but remember, this is the United States, and there's still a lot of areas in that country where the thought of a black president still just cannot be digested. And I think that's why McCain was pulled off a smart move here. I mean, regardless of her experience, I mean, how many people who actually go and vote are going to look into her experience with any great depth, you know?
Yeah, and certainly one of the other great things that McCain did with that announcement was the timing and doing it right after, or it may have been in the tail end of, the Democratic National Convention.
No, absolutely. He knew exactly. Yeah, the timing was perfect.
You're right when you talk about the superficial way that people vote, Freddie, because since Sarah Palin has gotten involved, her hits on the internet for Google searches has surpassed everybody, like thousands and thousands, probably in the millions, I would guess, of hits. But people are Googling things like Sarah Palin hot photos, Sarah Palin beauty pageant, Sarah Palin bikini photos, and of course, Sarah Palin nude or naked. And it's getting massive Google hits. So I guess at the end of the day, people will vote, one, because, she's a hottie.
Yeah, well, she is.
Yeah.
And I've heard that point has been made. You know, she's a politician, a female politician, that can actually wear high heels and a skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hillary couldn't. And I mean, that's to take nothing away from Hillary. But again, this is the way people look at stuff. I mean, we can't pretend that they don't. And there's going to be a lot of women in the United States that are going to vote for John McCain because they want to see a woman mm-hmm. in the White House. Be it just a vice president, but that's going to be the entire issue for them. I'm voting for the woman. That's it. And again, not that women are shallow. Hey, there's a lot of guys that will vote for Sarah Palin just based on the way she looks. It's going to happen.
I don't know if it's going to be a beauty pageant or not, but Canada could be having an election sometime soon, too.
And you know what applies to this country as well? Personally, I found it encouraging that Stephen Harper is up in the polls quite a bit. He's got a 7 or 8 point lead, which means if that unfolded in an election, he may get a majority. I'd like to see it personally, but I can't speak for everyone else. In Ontario, you know, we are so blind liberal. There's so many people, again, that don't look at the issues, don't look at the track record. Somebody told them one day that they should be a liberal, and that's what they are, regardless of what happens. And it'll be interesting to see, as we approach this election, how many people in Ontario, again, Ontario is the culprit for the whole country that keeps this Liberal Party alive.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. People that just absolutely will not vote for Stephen Harper, regardless of what he does, what he says, what he is, you know.
I would suspect he's going to make some inroads here in Windsor, though. He's in town today to announce $80 million.
$80 million deal
that they're going to hand over to the Ford Windsor Essex engine plant here that has been shut down for some time and put 900 people out of work. And they're believing that it'll put 300 of them back into place. A lot of the people who worked for Ford here in Windsor, Freddie, had taken off to Oakville to work for the plant there, and they're hoping that they might be able to come back. But he is in town announcing that money, and that might sway some people over to his party.
But that's a liberal hotbed down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very much so, yeah.
It's very liberal.
And again, out will come the spin doctors, and they will say, okay, where were you 2 years ago? Or
right.
Why did it take this long? Or you're only doing this as window dressing. You're just trying to buy votes. So that's what's going to happen because, again, that's politics. At the end of the day, it's all going to happen here in Ontario again, and we can only hope, again, I'm speaking personally because you guys may be liberals, but we can only hope that once and for all, I think Stephen Harper deserves a majority. I think he deserves a shot at running the country for 4 years or whatever it is. I think he's earned it. And, I mean, what's the alternative? The alternative looks pretty sad to me, but in the eyes of many, as long as Stefan Dion is a liberal, then that's all right by them. And it's funny with Stefan Dion, too. And again, this is just, you know, calling it as it is. When he talks, it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a major stumbling block for him, no doubt, because, you know, especially when he gets riled up and excited, I have no idea what the guy is saying. I mean, that's super for the people of Quebec when he goes into his, when he speaks French, great. Mm-hmm. But when he speaks English, it's hard to understand. Now, this is the guy that apparently is going to be leading the country or wants to be leading the country, and he's very difficult to understand. Hey, that's an issue. It really is.
Well, it was an issue before, too, but we had a prime minister we had a hell of a time understanding as well, didn't we?
Yeah, but you know what? I can understand Chrétien better than I can understand Dion. I really can.
Yeah. The proof is the proof, Freddie. And on that note, Rich Little, we'll let you go, Freddie. As always, we love reading freddiep.ca and canadianthinker.com.
Loving you.